He's got a lot of pride. He didn't like the way he played the other day. He's very, very serious about being a winner. He's very, very serious about learning how to be efficient. It's a great example of when you're on the attack, when the ball is really moving, when we're playing from side to side, all of a sudden, as much as everybody's got a game plan for you, you're still getting open looks.
That's the voice of Georgia basketball head coach Tom Crean after the Georgia Bulldogs took down Tennessee last night. Nice win for UGA last night against Tennessee, and a really good game for Anthony Edwards. 20 points in the first half for him, 5 of 10 from three-point land in the game, ended up with 26 points. All of that, all very, very good. And they're back on the winning track as well, which is really important because they lost a couple tough games last week. One of them that they had a real chance to win against Kentucky, they just decided they were done playing at halftime. And then another one where they got blown off the court by Auburn because they're just not quite there yet. Probably both really good learning experiences for the team, though. And again, when you got a guy like Anthony Edwards, you've got a chance to be in a lot of games. They almost beat Michigan State earlier in the season because Anthony Edwards took over. What is the, as we've seen them improve, right? And we've seen them get better throughout the year. They're 11-5 now. Last night was their first conference win, Randy. They're now 1-2 in the SEC. What's a legitimate expectation, a legitimate goal for this? Because you only got Anthony Edwards for another 2 months.
You got to get to the tournament.
You have to.
Yeah, you got to get to the tournament.
You have to get to the tournament.
And you got to make some noise. You got to get to the tournament, and I think you got to make some noise. At least win one game.
Okay.
At least one game when you get to the tournament. But, my thing is, when we got Anthony Edwards at Georgia, we knew this. He was only going to be here 1 year.
Oh, yeah.
We knew that. But the thing was, is another one of these kids going to see that? Like, I go there because Tom Crean can coach. Mm-hmm. Tom Crean can coach. Now, does that get you more or less, because what do we always talk about when we talk about Georgia and Georgia Tech basketball? If you can keep all these damn kids in the state, how good you would be.
Sure,
so
absolutely.
And so that's where I think that Tom Crean is trying to get now. And that's how you do while you're getting the number one player in the country that's from Georgia. You get him to go to your school. So now the next kid, whoever he is like, hey, I'm going to go to Georgia too.
I'll give you a dollar if you can tell me the last time Georgia won a tournament game and who they beat.
Last time they won a tournament game?
Yep. And who they beat.
Was Gigi on that team?
I don't know.
Was Jersey, who's coach? Ron Jersey? Was it recently? Because
I'll give you a hint.
Just went to the tournament.
I'll give you a hint. It was 2002.
Okay, so that's when I was in the league already. So no, Gigi wasn't on that team. Who's on that squad?
They beat Murray State.
Okay,
that's the last time they won a tournament game. That's a long time ago, man.
Was that Jarvis? Was that Jarvis in there?
I don't know. It was on the team. I just know it was a long time ago. The last time they won a tournament game. They haven't been to the tournament since 15.
Yeah, I remember when they went in 15.
So it seems like a pretty good time to go back then, right? Because if you're going to get other guys from the state, like, guys want to go to college so they can go to the NBA. And if you're as good as Anthony Edwards, it doesn't really matter where you go. You can go anywhere. You play for 1 year. You're going to go to the NBA. We've seen number one draft picks in the last five years.
Jarvis and Jonas was on that team? Okay.
Well, just think of where we've seen number one draft picks in the NBA come out of the last 5 years. And Ben Simmons, I mean, went to LSU. Yeah. Markelle Fultz went to Washington.
We know why they went to these places. Right,
but I'm saying you can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Georgia can become a place that people want to go to if they start winning. Because not only do you want to go to college, part of it, you want to go to college so you can get to the NBA. It would be nice to win while you're there, too, right?
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
Oh, yeah, that's when Herrick was there.
Oh.
Yeah, because I remember when Ezra was there. Damian Wilkins was on that squad.
Wow, Damian Wilkins.
Yeah, okay. I remember this team.
Seattle Supersonics legend, Damian Wilkins.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh, man, Key was on there too.
All right, I got you sidetracked. Let's move on from the 2002 Georgia Bulldogs basketball team. Is that all right?
Yeah.
The biggest thing is we've been able to keep him around the basket defensively. Last year, he had 39 blocks in 61 games. This year, he has 33 blocks in just 15 games. We're doing it because it gives us an opportunity to match up with some other teams, but also to play all of those guys together, John, Kevin, DeAndre, Trey, and Cam.
Before we talk about what Lloyd Pierce was talking about there, I did want to mention that Georgia Tech also played last night. Don't want to get anybody mad at anybody.
Get a man.
They didn't win.
Get a man.
They lost to Notre Dame. Good game. Good game. Came down to the wire. They played a good game against Duke last week.
They
didn't win that game either. They don't close games well. They gave up 11 baskets in the final 12 possessions to Notre Dame last night.
Mm-hmm.
They're a team that I don't think has a legitimate goal of talking about going to the NCAA tournament, which is a problem because their coach, Josh Pastner, has been there for a while, and it was supposed to happen by now. Tom Crean's in his second season. They very well may go to the NCAA tournament.
And there's where it lies, and I said this earlier this week with Georgia Tech basketball. How much longer does Coach Pastner have, and why does he still have that time? All right, how high were the expectations once you did that NIT run? How were you? I think you were coming back like, oh, we think we might have something
here. Build on it.
Build on it. And he has not done that.
No.
And so that's why I'm like, how much longer does he have? He's come. It's been scandal and stuff in his tenure here in Atlanta. So how much longer does he have to be the head coach of Georgia Tech basketball?
I would say no matter what happens this year, I would guess he'll probably get one more year.
Okay.
But I don't really know. Again, I don't feel any urgency from anyone who's talking about Georgia Tech basketball. I don't know why. I mean, Georgia Tech basketball, to me, from an outsider perspective, before I lived in Atlanta, seemed like something that there would be a great deal of passion for. Great history.
Bro, it was.
Great players. Recently, great players. And it's like, cool, going to the NIT, making a run. No, go to the tournament. Get guys from Atlanta. Like, get the players in there. Go back being the exciting team that you were in the 90s and 80s and early 2000s. And I don't know. I don't feel that urgency. I don't know what's going to happen. I do know that they lost last night. A big 1 o'clock hour, Randy. We got a lot to do this hour. Now, we're going to give away $1,000 in 5 minutes.
And some tickets.
Or a chance to win $1,000 in 5 minutes. We got Hawks tickets. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us in 15 minutes.
What else we got?
We're going to do an AMA at the end of the show where we'll answer any question on any topic.
It's still in money.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm just saying, there's a lot of reasons to keep listening to money and tickets and all that.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of the Hawks, Lloyd Pierce there talking about John Collins and his improvement defensively. And I think he has definitely improved in one defensive statistic, which he's talking about. He's blocking shots. He's protecting the rim better. He was a lot more active in that way at the end of the season, last season, too. You'd see him kind of cheating and getting those weak side blocks if maybe somebody lost their guy and he got to the rim. That's really good. I like John Collins being more helpful as far as protecting the rim. They still need a legitimate five.
Mm-hmm.
The Hawks made a trade today, not for a center, but they got Jeff Teague back. So now they've got a backup point guard. They sent Alan Crabb to Minnesota, and Jeff Teague now is on the roster to be the backup point guard to Trae Young, which I like.
I mean, I like it because of the fact that they needed that guy who can run the offense when Trae is not on the floor. Another guy who could bring some kind of veteran leadership into the locker room. And, you know, one thing I know about Jeff, he's competitive. He's a dog. And, he doesn't have the same skill set as he used to have, but who does? But I do like the move. But you're right. They got to go find a big person, somebody with size that's able to rebound, block shots, and do all those things that John Collins can do, but not on a consistent basis.
Remember when Andre Drummond was rumored about a week ago, week and a half ago? After that, we haven't really talked about this yet. Another name was starting to circulate. Another name was rumored, potentially as a trade.
Who?
Steven Adams.
I'd rather take Steven than Drummond.
And I don't know why, because Drummond's better. Drummond's better than Steven Adams. He is a better player.
He's a better player.
I want Steven Adams more, too.
Steven Adams is just rough.
Brian Gephardt says if he was power ranking fighters in the NBA, Steven Adams would be the number one fight. Is that because he looks like Jason Momoa?
Dude,
but Jason Momoa was Khal Drogo, and you're afraid of the Dothraki? Is that why?
Steven Adams can anchor your defense. Drummond can't.
Yeah, I can get behind that. I like Steven Adams. I don't know if they're going to go out and do that. What I do know is they made a trade today. I would not be surprised at all if they make at least one more trade before the deadline, because what they have, Randy, is what they got rid of today. Expiring contracts.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Crabb, expiring contract. Chandler Parsons, who, by the way, was in a car wreck yesterday.
Yeah. Well,
sounds like Chandler Parsons is okay.
He got whiplash
and all
like,
that.
Like, where you get hit at?
I mean, it's just the odds were not in his favor. I mean, he lives in Atlanta now.
Uh-huh.
You're just going to get in a car wreck every once in a while.
There's a couple of them this morning.
There's
cars.
Just a lot of them.
Yeah.
When's the last time you got in a car wreck?
Man, it's been years.
That's good.
It's been a long time.
Knock on
wood. Not hit after a game.
Let's keep it that way.
Well, I mean, being a quarterback, obviously, I love throwing the ball, but I just want to win. If that's throwing it 15 times and, you know, trying to execute those plays, then that's what I'll do. If it's 35, then that's what it is.
So that's Ryan Tannehill talking about, I don't care, whatever. I'll throw the ball 14 times for 88 yards. I'll throw it 100 times, whatever, as long as we win the football game.
Because
if I'm Ryan Tannehill, I'm just so happy that the second I have a second act in my career. Because, I mean, you're pretty familiar with Ryan Tannehill, aren't you, Randy? He was the quarterback for the Dolphins for a number of years, not very good. Mm-hmm. Dolphins fans didn't like him very much, rightfully so. The fact that he has a second act in his career where he's led a team to an AFC championship game is highly unlikely.
Well, I mean,
I did not
him,
see
man.
This coming for
I,
him.
I don't think nobody saw it. Good for him. And I hope that he, you know, I hope he does well. I do. You know, if you look at it, he led Miami kind of to the playoffs before he got hurt and Matt Moore went into Pittsburgh. We thought Bud Dupree killed him. But other than that, I mean, he's in a good environment. Just Titans don't go for the fool's goal like everybody goes for with Nick Foles. Oh, we got to give him all his money. Don't do it.
Oh, they're not going to. Oh, like with Tannehill.
Yeah, don't do it.
Okay, but I
don't
mean.
Don't do it.
What, so what? They just let him go?
No, you can give him some money. Just give don't give him a lot.
A little bit of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
2 years, 35, Brian, that's about right.
Well, and it's, I mean, he's got a nice situation. He just has to hand it to Derrick Henry 40 times a game. I want to ask you a question about Derrick Henry in just a minute after we give away
$1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
banned. Banned. B-A-N-D. You have until 1:59 to text banned to 72881. That's 72881 from your cell phone. Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. And for complete rules, visit 929thegame.com/rules. The code word for the 1 o'clock hour is banned.
Who's your favorite band?
Maze.
Who?
Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But the band will make her dance.
Band. Yeah, band. Well, plural again, bands.
Huh?
Band.
Oh, yeah, it'll make a dance. I told you. Just toss it up in the lights.
How many carries is too many? Like, on if you're being, ooh, without being question. Ridiculous. How many carries is too many carries to give Derrick Henry in a game?
You can't give him, he can't get over 35.
You don't think so?
He can.
Why not?
That'll work. But my thing is, I'm going to run him into the ground.
Really?
He's the only way I'm going to win?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
You're trying to tell me Derrick Henry can't have 40-plus carries?
He can.
I think he could.
Yeah, and then you get 2 weeks off before the Super Bowl, he'll heal.
I mean, if you get an early lead, say you go on a nice, long 15-play drive to start the game on Sunday. And Derrick Henry is a big part of that drive, which he's going to be. And then you get the ball back. Your defense gets a stop. You get the ball back. I'm giving Derrick Henry the ball every single, like, maybe 3 out of 4 plays.
You're going to get some first, second down. If you don't make the first down, you're going to throw it.
Unless it's third and short.
So you can't do that again.
Then I'm probably giving it to him again.
So that's the thing with Derrick, when he runs the ball, you're lucky enough that he falls forward so much that you're able to get 2nd and 6.
Yeah.
Then you get 3rd and 2.
Now, if it's 3rd and 7, I'd think about throwing it. I might get my tight ends involved. I might throw it to, what's his name, Corey Davis? I might throw it to him. But if it's 3rd and 2, I'm probably handing it to Derrick Henry again. Like, I'm not afraid to get Derrick Henry 40 carries on Sunday because that's all you got.
Yep.
You got Derrick Henry and an opportunistic defense. That's what you got.
Yeah.
That's what you got to try to do against Patrick Mahomes. Because you know what we saw from Patrick Mahomes last weekend? They can go down 3.5 touchdowns and still win by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
They were down 24-0 and won by 20.
You're talking about different approaches, though. Different approaches when you want to run the football consistently like that. I thought if Houston could run the ball, they wouldn't be in as much trouble as they were late on.
Yeah.
That's what Tennessee holds their hat on. Ryan Tannehill hasn't thrown for over 100 yards in both of these playoff games, but yet they won both of them. Yet they beat the Patriots and the Ravens. So do they really need him to throw the ball more than 100 yards? No. They got to get that run game going.
I don't know that this needs the breaking news sounder, but it is breaking news out of Major League Baseball. Looks like Carlos Beltran's out in New York. Carlos Beltran never going to coach a game with the New York Mets.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, kind of. It also makes sense. The Mets don't need to be involved in all that.
But he wasn't going to get in trouble.
He was the one guy that was named in the in the investigation. Let the Red Sox and the Astros take all the heat for this one. The Mets distance themselves from it as far as they possibly can, as quickly as they can.
3 premier baseball jobs. Open.
Oh, yeah.
In a week.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, those are good jobs.
Good job.
No doubt about
good
it.
Good job.
Here's the thing about it, too, though, that I think bears mentioning. That means 2 teams definitely did it.
Mm-hmm.
Another team, I don't know if the Mets knew anything about what was going on, but they certainly hired Carlos Beltran and probably talked to some of these people that he worked with and for. Cora was giving him endorsements publicly. We heard that yesterday. There's a lot more teams that are doing this in baseball. How many is it going to come out that did it? How many people are going to get caught for it? I don't know. But if you think only the Astros and the Red Sox were doing this,
oh no,
then I got a bridge to sell you in Smyrna.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. I like that one. That's a good place we can direct. But, hey, all right, guys, so like we were saying all day, we got some Hawk tickets that are going on for the Martin Luther King Jr. Game against the Toronto Raptors on Monday. Caller number 5 to 404-741-0929. We'll get them tickets. So call and holler at that girl, Wendy.
Caller number 5, going to the Hawks game on MLK Day coming up on Monday. We'll come back and talk to Joe Patrick. He is our Braves reporter. What do the Braves do now that Josh Donaldson's headed to Minnesota? We'll find out next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Ask me anything, any question, any topic. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. Or tweet your questions at Wendy, at Wendy Radio. We'll get to Joe Patrick in just a minute, but we got a winner.
Yeah, man. Zach Hill of Marietta. Zach Hill of Marietta, congratulations. You won a pair of Hawks tickets versus Toronto this Monday, January 20th. That's a 2:30 tip-off. Join the Hawks to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. as they take on the Raptors. And it is presented by Chase. If you still want to go, there are tickets, Andy. And just go to hawks.com/tickets to get you some tickets.
I believe Lecrae is performing.
Okay.
Which is why he was in yesterday with the morning show guys promoting his appearance at that basketball game.
Okay, well, congratulations again to Zach Hill of Marietta.
Zach Hill is a winner. You know who else is a winner?
Who's that?
Joe Patrick.
Well, yeah. He was up in the hospital. He was in the hospital today. I think he might have, you know, getting that hand checked out.
Well, you have the x-rays?
He's getting the x-rays on that right knuckle.
He lose a fight, Joe? Is this what happened?
No, I had to go to the eye doctor this around lunchtime today, so I'm blind a little bit here.
Punched you in the face.
My eyes are like popping out of my skull right now, and you know, I'm it's like I've got some sort of disease or something. But hey, we can talk on the phone, right?
Did they do like they dilate your pupils basically, so you're blind?
Yeah.
God, I hate that. It's the worst.
Yeah, that's what's going on right now.
You're disabled basically for like a day.
Got that whole situation going on.
Hey, so Josh Donaldson's not going to be a Brave. Last time we talked, it was possible that he would be. We find out the other day that he's signing with the Minnesota Twins. What now? What do you think the Braves' plan B is? Assuming Josh Donaldson was plan A, what do you think the next step is?
Yeah, you know, it was such an ominous announcement. You know, we all were sitting around, and I think a lot of us had thought that it was kind of a formality that Josh Donaldson was going to be coming back to the Braves. And then that announcement comes out, you know, pretty kind of late at night. And it's kind of one of those things that sends shockwaves around a fan base because everybody kind of had their heart set on Donaldson. He was definitely plan 1A for the Braves. He was the best option for them to go to. And now the Braves are scrambling a little bit. They've got to figure out what they're going to do at this third base position. And now the easiest thing they can probably do is use pieces they already have, whether that's Austin Riley, which I doubt, or more likely, Johan Camargo at third base and go out and get an outfielder because why not go out and get an outfielder? It's the most there's more outfielders out there than third basemen, so that's the easiest thing you could theoretically do. That's not what I would want to see them do, though, because I just don't think there's that many good outfielders to sign. If you look at the free agent market right now, Marcelo Zuna is a guy whose name has been floated out there a lot with the Braves. Same with Nicholas Castellanos. I'm not that thrilled about either of those guys to back cleanup for the Braves to be this guy that's supposed to protect Freddie Freeman. I don't see either of those guys really filling that role. To me, both of those guys, good players, but not the heart of the lineup that Josh Donaldson presented last year. So I think they need to go out and make a trade. They need to make a big trade for a Chris Bryant potentially, for Nolan Arenado potentially. I think that's the kind of move that this team needs to make if the offense is to stay where it was last year as one of the best in baseball. And it's really important that the offense is as good as they were last year because it's such a young pitching staff. You know, you don't know exactly what you're going to get from some of these players. You hope guys like Max Fried improve. You hope you get what you saw in the second half from Mike Foltynewicz last year. But we all know that he's maybe the most unpredictable of anybody on the staff. So you really need that offense to be producing on a regular basis like they were last year. And if you don't go out and get one of these superstar type players, I think you're going backwards.
But Joe, and with that being said, and me and Bunk were talking about this all day, what gives you the indication that they're going to do that? What has Alex Anthopoulos, Liberty Media, the Braves, what have they done to show you that they're willing to go out and get a Bryant or Arenado? Because they're going to have to give up not just a little bit, Joe, they're going to give up a lot to get one of these guys.
For sure. And you're absolutely right that they have not shown a propensity to do that yet. But I would say that the fact that they have all these prospects and all this, these trade assets ready to go, I actually think that that makes them more willing to use those prospects in a deal than simply because they haven't done that last year. Last year, they had plenty of holes to fill in the roster, too, and they opted to make free agent signings, whether it was through Dallas Keuchel, whether it was through getting guys on the waiver drafts or on waiver signings, et cetera, et cetera. And since you didn't have to use any of those assets, now you're just even more stocked up. You've got prospects that have progressed a little bit. You've got guys who really you just need to move out the door because they're not really going to get a chance in the Braves system, especially when you look at the starting pitchers that are available. So I think it really behooves the Braves to move some of those pieces. It's all just going to come down to which ones are the right ones. And I think when everybody talks about Braves prospects that could get moved, everyone is in their head thinking of Pache and Waters. You know, these two guys are the guys that are supposed to be the heir apparents in the outfield and team up with Ronald Acuna and form this, you know, tremendous trio of talent in the outfield. I think that it's you're almost certain to see one of those guys get moved if the team goes out and trades for definitely an Arenado and potentially even a Bryant. The problem with both of these players is that they could be moving relatively soon. You know, if you go out and get Chris Bryant, he only has 1 or 2 years left before he hits free agency, and that's yet to be determined, but hopefully we'll find out about that soon. Nolan Arenado similarly has an opt-out clause in his contract where he could leave after 2 years. So there are some real some uncomfortable things you're going to have to work around if you're a Braves fan. It's going to sting a little bit. You're not going to get these guys for free, but these are the kinds of moves you have to make if you want to optimize your chance in this quote-unquote championship window, which I think we can all agree the Braves are in right now.
Yeah, absolutely. They are. They won 97 games last year, and you'd hope that based on that, you'd do stuff to make sure that you put yourself in an even better position to go further this year. Joe Patrick joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. He's our 92.9 The Game Braves reporter. Just as it stands right now, Joe, and I know they've done some in free agency this offseason. They've upgraded the bullpen and they signed Cole Hamels. Say they start the season with the roster the way that it is right now. Are the Braves better going into this season than they were going into last season?
I do not. Despite the fact of the moves that they've made in a vacuum, if you look at every move that they've acquisition they've made in free agency, you can say that's a good signing, that's a good signing, that's a good signing. If they don't replace Donaldson or until they replace this void left by Donaldson's departure, they're a worse team, plain and simple. Now, that's not to say that if they go into opening day without having made a move yet, that is going to be the face of the team, the shape of the team throughout the course of the season. In fact, I do not think Alex Anthopoulos is going to be in a huge rush to go out and get somebody before the team comes together for spring training or even during spring training. Last year, we saw a perfect example of that with Dallas Keuchel. The Braves clearly had a position in their starting rotation that needed to be filled, and he waited. He waited until he got the best possible deal he could get for Keuchel when the draft pick kind of fell off of the compensation pick fell off of his deal. I could see Alex Anthopoulos being similarly patient this time around. I don't know if he'd wait that long. That was into June, I think it was. But I could see him being patient and not willing to rush into any sort of deal. And I think that one of the reasons why Chris Bryant, when you look at him, no matter if he has 1 or 2 years left on his deal, all of that, the only thing that's going to determine is what kind of prospects you're giving up. I think Alex Anthopoulos likes that kind of deal. I think he likes having these 3 or 4 foundational contracts where, you know, Freddie Freeman, Ronald Acuna, Ozzy Albies, who are going to be here for years and years. You got them locked down, surround them with shorter term contracts like the Braves signed Josh Donaldson to last year. That way you just alleviate some risk in things. Now, of course, it's going to sting to give up prospects for a player for 2 years. But if you're looking at this from a financial perspective, it is just a lot lower risk if you don't have guys on these long-term deals. And I think that that's something that the Braves will kind of look at.
You know how it wouldn't sting, Joe?
A World Series?
If it worked.
you know what I mean? That's exactly right.
If you trade for Chris Bryant, even if he only plays 1 year, and Chris Bryant helps lead the Braves to a World Series next year, you can have, I mean, not all the prospects, but you can have some of them.
And that's why everybody wanted to give Donaldson the 4 years, right? Every Braves fan you asked said, yeah, give him the years. Give him the years because you knew what you were going to get in the short term was going to be good enough to help push you to a title.
Yeah. Are we irresponsible fans for feeling that way? Or is that just like, it's like, I heard Mike Bell describe it yesterday as like having a credit card. He's like, yeah, I'll buy whatever I want right now. I'll pay it off later somehow. But really, though, like if you win a World Series, that validates everything as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. And when I come across Braves fans, I kind of see two subsets of Braves fans. I see Braves fans like exactly what you were just describing, who are very much short-term focused and want that and want the championship, want the greatest possible results as quickly as possible. And then you've got this other subset of fans, which is, you know, everybody looks at sports their own different way, who kind of like to look, be a fan of the team as if they are kind of managing it long-term and looking out for the overall future health of the team and want to almost kind of help manage the budget and things like that, look after it that way. So I think that you have two different kind of perspectives on the Braves within the fan base, but I think that everybody obviously, of course, wants to win that championship at some point, so you got to make a move at some time.
I don't understand the long-term way of thinking. I don't know, maybe
it's that, not my money.
Exactly.
Right?
Maybe that explains why I have so much debt as well.
But. Hey, Joe, real quick, man, if they don't, but I'm just saying, and what do you think the answer is going to be if there's no move made at third base?
Well, if there's no move made at third base, then you absolutely have to go out and get an outfielder somewhere. And obviously, you know, I ran across a couple names earlier,
right.
Castellanos, Ozuna, and, you know, Starling Marte is a guy that I think Dave O'Brien put out in an article as a potential guy that the Braves could have go out and trade for. I think that if you don't replace Donaldson directly with a third baseman, you have, thankfully, you have the maneuverability on your roster to go out and get a different position and move some guys around that could fit. But again, going back to what we were saying earlier, the team has to make a move.
You have to
make a move at some point. Otherwise, what's the point in going out and solidifying the back end of your bullpen if you don't have the offense and the pieces up front that are going to put you in those positions to win?
But you got Austin Riley, man. I told me for years he was the third baseman of the future. Why are you looking at me like that, Andy?
Who's y'all? Like, are we all y'all?
Yeah.
Or just, okay.
Austin Riley might be, but at this point right now, he's kind of an enigma. And listen, this is what's going to make the spring training so interesting is the fact that you've got a guy like Riley, and if he tears it up in spring training, maybe that solves some problems for the Braves. Maybe that allows them to go out and not spend as much and go out and get an outfielder or something and not have to give up the prospects that we've been talking about in the trade. But it's going to be very interesting to kind of see how these battles shake out in spring training in March.
Joe, excellent work.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Thank you very much for the time. I hope eyesight comes back very soon.
Stay out of trouble.
Yeah, me too. I'm kind of scared.
See you later, Joe.
Later.
Joe Patrick on the WadeFord.com hotline. We'll come back and get to an AMA.
Yeah.
Any question, any topic. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929. Almost forgot the number again. Or on Twitter at Wendy Radio. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, time for the AMA. Ask me anything, any question, any topic to end the show. Wendy Adams is with us in studio, and you can send your questions a number of different ways. Solomon Brothers down in text line, 404-741-0929. Looks like Wendy just got a weird one.
Yeah, that one I can't ask on the
You
air,
can't?
So
how come?
No, because we can't.
Come on,
Wendy. There's called rules and fines. And
I
don't want to break them. I don't have them. No, there's no phrase.
There's no way?
I'll just ask you off the air.
Is it on the text line?
It's on the text line. Okay. It legit just came in.
Or you could send them to Wendy on Twitter or me on Twitter, at Wendy Radio or at TBM929. I got a couple of them over here to start with, and then we'll go that direction.
Let's do it.
Which 92.9 hosts who don't work together on a daily basis would make the best bad boy spinoff? Like if you had to do a buddy cop movie with two 92.9 The Game hosts that don't work together.
Oh, that's a good question.
You and Mike Bell would be damn hilarious.
I think we would, too.
It would be very, very funny.
Yeah.
You and Hugh would be funny.
What about you and Carl?
You and Willie P.
You and Carl. That'd be
me and Carl, I don't know.
That'd be awkward.
It'd be boring.
It'd be real boring.
I'd be a boring police officer.
Yeah.
Like, there he goes again. Doing his job.
But you wanted to be a ranger at one point. Maybe it could be like a bad boys in the park.
He would not want to be
the bad boy park ranger.
Like you're the dude that you wouldn't want to be undercover. You want to be in your blues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's you.
Oh, yeah, I'd like my uniform.
Yeah, you want to be in uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd just be, I don't know. I don't think I would be very interesting. I'd just be like pulling people over for speeding, giving them tickets.
Dude, you're the turn signal guy. You didn't put on your turn signal to switch lanes, buddy.
I would be that.
Yeah,
You're supposed to use your turn signal.
Yeah, that'd be you.
You're not a non-turn signal user, are you?
Hell yeah.
You'd pull somebody over for that?
Not for the most part. But
use your damn turn
signals. Sometimes when there's nobody around me, I dip in.
when there's no one around.
What are you, what are you dipping into if there's no one around you?
No, what I'm saying, if I'm like on the open highway, yeah, I'll just go across. But if there's if I'm in traffic, yeah, I'll use the turn signal. Okay. Yeah, that's very rude.
Okay, good.
Andy is like speed limit follower.
Very pleased.
Then we're going to have to quit? Like,
bye.
See ya. Bummer.
Willie and Randy. Randy and Willie.
Willie doesn't use his turn signals either, from what I heard. He's from South Carolina.
Yeah.
I'm a by the book Betty when it comes to driving.
That's okay.
Speed limit, turn signals, appropriate distance following.
Okay.
I hate a tailgater. I really hate a tailgater. What's that? Oh, do you remember a movie about fat kids called Heavyweights?
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
That was a funny movie.
Fat Kid Camp. Oh,
Fat
man.
Camp.
A lot of the kids were from The Sandlot as well. And Mighty Ducks Goldberg was in it from Mighty Ducks.
I've seen that movie.
You've seen it?
I have seen that one.
So you said to us today that you're going to go home and watch the Aaron Hernandez documentary tonight.
Yeah, because it sounds fascinating from the way y'all talked about it.
Are you really going to?
We'll see. I have a nail appointment later. We'll see if I have time.
Well, you can watch
there's
a movie.
There's three, right?
There's three of them. It's like 3 hours.
Oh.
So it is a commitment. But it's good to see.
That's a.
Now Wendy's
I'll
already
watch
back
one.
In outfit.
I'll watch one.
Yeah, yeah. All right, start with one. See if you like it. Okay?
I'll watch one.
All right. This guy right here, Andy Collins, wants to borrow $27, but we can't ask him why.
Okay. No.
I really want to know why, but you can't ask why.
Oh,
but it could be beneficial for you. Maybe if you give him $27, he's gonna like buy you a gift with it.
Why the hell are they going to buy? Why am I paying for my own gift?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
Did most of that during Christmas.
I'm not sure. Yeah, you already did that. All right. You have any good ones over there, Wendy?
Sure, let's go. Someone wants to know, because we talked about it earlier, how do I submit audio for segment intros?
Oh, send them to Wendy on Twitter.
Yeah, I'll take them.
At Wendy Radio, you can DM them or just at Wendy on Twitter. We'll find them.
We would say you could send them to Brian, but his Twitter handle is very complicated.
Multiple underscores. He added an extra underscore. No, he doesn't. Brian underscore Gebhardt. You know who has two underscores? Sarah Spencer, the Hawks reporter from the AJC. We talked to her last week.
Oh, really?
Sarah underscore K underscore Spencer. That's outrageous. Who's got time for all those underscores?
I don't know.
Not
Andy,
me.
Not a fan of underscores.
I don't have time for all that. Shift. Underscore. Where is it? Oh, it's over there. I don't have time.
Would you rather be able to consume endless amounts of alcohol or eat an endless amount of food?
Liquor.
Food.
I would say food, because consuming an endless amount of alcohol would mean you never were able to get to that level you want to get to. Right? Like, if you can drink forever, can you get drunk?
That's a good point, Andy.
Are you getting drunk if you can drink for? Because the point is, for me, I like to get right up there. And then, like Randy said, take that one last shot you're not supposed to take.
Yeah.
Like, and then
fall asleep in your closet.
Bam.
Take a nap in the closet while people are still at your house. Exactly.
Keep
right.
Keep getting in and out of the bed because the room keeps spinning every time you lay down.
Yeah. Why is it so hot
why
in here?
Why is it damn hot?
Yeah. Or maybe go in the back and like start organizing for no reason.
Yeah, just something.
Wow. Somebody, thanks for cleaning up the kitchen last night, sweetie. No, that was you.
That was you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks, drunk me, for cleaning up the kitchen. Boy, am I a nice person.
Would you rather be a contestant on The Bachelor or be a contestant on Jeopardy's Greatest of All Time?
Well, Jeopardy's of All Time, Greatest of All Time, and you got some loot for Jeopardy.
Yeah, but yeah. How many questions are you going to get right?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm saying if I'm on that game, that means I'm obviously good, right?
Okay.
Obviously good.
Yeah, all right.
Well, not necessarily.
Just place yourself on there.
I ain't going to no Bachelor and just kiss all them damn women. That's how you get their mouth diseases.
So...
No, you would be, there would only be one girl and then all dudes if you were a contestant.
Hold on. What now?
There would be dudes competing for the one girl, so you would only have to kiss the one girl. So
you'd be the Bachelor.
No, you think I'm going behind Jeffrey and them?
I'm sure she uses mouthwash.
Hey, man.
I would never
talking about the breath. I'm talking about putting your mouth on everybody.
I wouldn't want to be one of the contestants on Bachelorette.
Huh? So is the Bachelor.
What's his name? James?
That's what I'm saying. They fast.
What's his name this time, Wendy? Jimmy?
Pete. Pilot Pete.
That dude's going to have sex with all of them.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. So I'm going to come clean on something. I'm invested now.
You like it, don't you?
I don't like it.
You do.
But I I'm hate entertained by
Barrett Salee of CBSSports.com. He watches it all the time. He tweets it.
I don't know how to describe how I feel about it.
You like it.
But it's not an enjoyable experience.
Like a car crash. Kind of guys
Yeah. It's like there's something about it, though, where I'm like, God, why am I? But I can't look away.
Because it's awesome.
That dude is for sure going to have sex with 10
of those.
That's
what I'm saying. And my thing is.
And he should.
That's what I'm saying.
They're all hot.
But what you crying about? You know he about going to pick you. You ain't gonna pick nobody. You ain't gonna pick nobody as your lady that give you the draws on TV.
But they're trying to make it far enough, Randy,
right?
So they
become.
No, but they're trying to make it far enough so they can become the next Bachelorette.
Oh,
that's the real prize. You don't really
got draws on.
Now wait a minute. Isn't the real prize to get married?
I thought you
were married. Pilot?
Yes, that's the real prize.
That's what I'm saying.
No, they all want to be famous at this point. Oh. All the girls want to be famous at this point and up their social media accounts.
Boy,
they
was
go and go.
There was a lot of crying on the last episode.
Well,
yes, because they feed them alcohol.
I would go on that TV show and snatch my baby up if she was ever on that show kissing at the folks.
Yeah.
I think you're required to drink. That's one of the questions is, what is your favorite beverage?
Well,
that
and then the one girl stole the girl's champagne last
Which is
time.
Awesome.
Definitely on purpose. She
ridiculous.
Definitely did it on purpose.
She did not do it on
oh,
purpose.
Yes, she did.
No, she did.
Oh, yes, she did.
Okay, you know what the producers
hey,
did?
Hey, 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 man, nobody want to talk about no bachelor.
Sorry, Randy.
No, this,
this
is what
the bachelor segment.
Here, let me get this in. No, the producers laid out an extra bottle of champagne on purpose. Be like, oh.
No, she did it on purpose.
No, she didn't.
And then yes, she did. And then she tried to play the victim. She's a little.
The other girl's.
She's conniving.
The other girl is a little.
But you know what? If
crazy.
I'm Pete, I'm having sex with both of them and not picking either one of them.
That's
Boom,
that's
shakalaka.
Exactly. Hey, thank you, Wendy. Hey, the fourth annual Game Bowl is
Maybe
taking
in an
place
airplane.
Saturday, January 25th at Stars and Strikes, Sandy Springs. It is from 7 to 11 p.m. There will be raffle prizes and autograph Julio Jones football, Matt Ryan jersey, Pitty Martinez jersey, a Trey Young basketball, shaky knees and shaky boots, festival tickets. Oh. And you can participate in the middays, pop a shot chance, and a chance to win to play Randy, who is me, in Sports Jeopardy on air. Thanks to our Game Bowl sponsor, Stars and Strikes, and Lit Vodka.
All right, there's two really good tweets I have to read.
What?
Chuckery and Tribble would be an amazing duo.
Yes.
That would be a great movie.
Yes.
And this guy here, Christopher, says, I'm the cop that gave OBJ his warrant.
Yep.
That's
you.
The police officer.
Don't you dare touch me.
All right, see you. I'll be right back. Give you our takeaways of the day. Talk to you then. Bye.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Dukes and Bell coming up next from 2 to 7. They are both here. They are both ready, and there's a lot to talk about. You can bet Mike's going to get into what happened with the Mets today. Carlos Beltran stepping down as the manager. That's three teams. Three high-profile teams
high profile
in baseball
teams, man.
That don't have a manager less than a month before pitchers and catchers report. Time for takeaways of the day, though. We'll start with Wendy's. Wendy's takeaway of the day is that she should be scared and everyone should be scared of my gas. I did say that.
Oh.
So I had to amend my takeaway. My takeaway of the day is this. My mom is very disappointed in me. She just texted me that.
Yes.
And it's not anything that I said about what I would do if I was on The Bachelor. It's that I said that I was watching it.
Yeah.
My mom is disappointed that I admitted that I'm watching that show.
Yes.
And I think all you guys are disappointed in me about it.
My takeaway of the day is that when does this show come on?
I don't know, Mondays or
okay,
something?
Okay, so my takeaway of the day is that I'm going to try to get off on every Tuesday from now on because it's bad enough that I got to hear Wendy talk about the damn Bachelor. But you?
I won't talk about it anymore.
All right, thank you.
I won't talk about it. I'll keep it to myself.
You guys were both so excited. Like, you and Wendy, your
the
voice changed when The Bachelor
y'all
came up.
Were exchanging it?
It's really disappointing.
Real.
Yeah, we're not mad. We're just disappointed.
No, I'm mad.
Like
I'm,
your mom.
No, I'm mad.
Disappointed like your mom is.
My mom said she couldn't find the puke emoji, but she just wanted me to know that she was wanting to puke hearing me talk about The Bachelor.
There were listeners out there that puked, too. Yeah.
Thanks, Mama Barb.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you need to get yourself together.
It's not, you hate to disappoint your mom.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Especially you her boy. All right, you her oldest boy, and you watching The Bachelor.
All right, I'll stop.
No,
I'll
you
stop
won't.
Doing it.
No, you won't.
I know,
no,
it's so
won't.
Interesting.
No, you won't.
All right, first takeaway from me. Randy, salty about the intros to my new segments. I don't
really
know what the hate's all about.
They say Brian Gebhardt too many times in the lead of the segment.
I think he's jealous more than salty.
It's just time to get off the keto diet for Randy.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
It's more of a wide receiver every day, more of a diva every single day.
Yes.
Miami's going to have a Yammy halftime show and a Yammy national anthem as well.
Yes, sir.
Demi Lovato.
Yeah. Andy hopes Raising the Roof comes back. And John Fricke probably does it to the Stones we discovered earlier. Andy fully invested in The Bachelor.
No.
Fully invested.
Fully invested.
And our guy on Twitter, Chris Belcher, said, Andy and Randy have Yam ADD.
It's true.
We do, man. We got some issues when Wendy, you know. And she says, look at something. I've never seen who Demi
Lovato.
I know who she was. I don't know who she is.
But now you know.
Yeah. She's going, yeah, I might listen to the national anthem. And I doubt it, but I just mute it. Yeah.
All right.
But, I mean, it don't happen all the time, though. We pay attention for the most part, don't we?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay.
We'll get into the NFL playoffs tomorrow.